latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
Following years of objection, battles, protests and discussion, the developer who purchased the land at Kalamoska, Gamendio, has submitted revised plans which the company hopes will allow for building on an area known as the last unspoilt plot of land on the Orihuela Costa. The councillor for planning in the municipality of Orihuela, Antonio Zapata of the PSOE, announced this week that the company has modified the project based on an environmental study which was conducted to assess the impact the development will have on the area. In terms of the revised plans, however, one surprising element of the proposal, which now takes the environmental impact study into consideration, is the fact that the promoter has not reduced the number of dwellings they intend to build. As per the original proposal, these latest plans still provide for 1,500 homes on the land, so quite how the study has changed the development is currently unclear. There is an endangered plant and an endangered snail who live on Kalamoska, both of which are at risk of extinction and protected, that prompted the environmental impact study. In 2013, a campaign by the Coastal Claro political groups secured 1,000 signatures from residents hoping to protect the area, adding to the 7,000 strong signatures previously submitted in 2010 in a campaign that reached the European Union. With Bob Hulison from Claro and the mayor of the municipality, Montserrat Guillen, petitioning the newly appointed European Parliament this year to ensure that they would continue to recognise the fight for this green area, which they duly did. With the onus on protecting the environment for the creatures that reside within the area, there was also considerable concern from the human residents who were worried that the only piece of open land that leads into the Mediterranean coastline would be destroyed by the construction of the proposed housing estate. The plans have now been formally presented to Valencia, who will study if or how they comply with the requirements of the impact study completed, and if they seem to think they're in order, then building could theoretically be able to commence soon on the Kalamoska area. However, this currently is the environmental protection plan which is being considered, and only when this is approved will it then move on to the urban planning stage, where petitions can still be submitted. Plans are available for inspection in the town hall of Orihuela City in the planning department from 8:30 in the morning until 12 o'clock. But at this moment in time, the councillor for planning, Antonio Zapata, has stressed that the only arguments that can be submitted are those based on the environmental study. For more details on this story and the history, visit the website, theleader.info, and make sure you pick up the Leader newspaper out today.